The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, O Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. It seems lately that the truth has become more nebulous. And there's been a concerted effort to muddy what we would easily in the past perceive as truth. But I would argue that each one of us, rooted deep down in the very center of our nature, that place where I believe the Holy Spirit dwells, we have a God-given ability to discern the truth and to recognize it. And where I get that from is from the Scriptures, particularly Gospels such as the one I just proclaimed. Because the people had searched for the truth. They had remained faithful in spite of all of the struggles they faced, from Roman occupation to corrupt church leaders. And in spite of that, they struggled day in and day out to remain true to the covenant. And this particular account in that dusty town on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, known as Capernaum, which became Jesus' adopted hometown, we see this gospel, the beginnings of his public ministry, where he jumps in headfirst and begins to proclaim the kingdom of God. Here in this synagogue, where the people struggled to remain faithful and true, Jesus gets up and they immediately recognize in him that he taught with authority, something that they'd been looking for their entire lives but failed to recognize. And when the Scriptures say he taught with authority, they're telling us that he had the words of the Father. And in that, it rang true to them. It went beyond any preconceived notions or prejudices that they had and spoke directly to their hearts where God dwells. And it made sense. It was clear as a bell to them. And they could see at this point in time that Jesus was truly the fulfillment of the covenant. Even though they couldn't quite fully put it together, it spoke deeply to them. They were able to discern that. Well, as we struggle in our world today, trying to find where the truth lies, and I'm particularly talking about in matters of faith, but you can extrapolate that out to virtually anything, that is the place where we need to discern. In that heart of who we are, where God dwells. And if we want a little bit more of a clue on how to go about doing it, St. Paul gave us some pretty clear words. Because he talked about love. And truth is always, 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 I hope I said it enough, always rooted in love. And when Paul tells us about love, love is patient, love is kind, never boastful. That's where we find the truth. And if anybody talking to you, talking to us, from me to anybody in the church, to anybody in civil life, if what they're saying isn't rooted in God's love, don't walk away, run away. Because your innate sense of what truth is telling you it's not true. Trust yourself. Believe yourself. Because God builds into us the ability to discern that. It's an added sense that I know we have. But like all of our senses, sometimes if we don't use them, they can become muted and less clear. But they can also be trained and strengthened if we allow them to guide us. Jesus taught with authority. Let's listen to him.